foot for breaking news and the best live sport.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
77 years and the wait is over. Now, Andy Murray's historic win at Wimbledon today could now see him earning £100 million. He's currently got deals with Adidas, Head, Royal Bank of Scotland, Watchmakers, Rado, and it's predicted he'll pick up more with Adidas tip to upgrade his deal. Paul Hitchens is a brand expert, author of Create the Perfect Brand. Hello, Paul.
Hi, good evening.
Hello there. How much do you reckon he'd make out of all of this then?
Well, you know, time will tell. I mean, everything looks set for a really good future. You know, we've got the 18 months of success behind him. I think that's the point, really, that the big sponsors feel confident about projecting forward to the next 3 years.
This at home tonight, you've got Ellis Cashmore's Professional Culture, Media and Sport at Staffordshire University. He's wondering whether Andy Murray is a brand or not, suggesting that he is not. He's also called him boring. 0500 909 693. Paul Hitchens?
Well, yeah, I mean, but the interesting thing is all those words stick in the mind, don't they? I mean, we've all heard that the Dewar's got, you know, with a public persona that maybe have a little to be desired.
Though, on the other hand, he's a good
you
said that, Paul.
But there's a kind of a consistency in that, a continuity. So, you know, that was the past. What I admire about him is that he's not reinventing himself for the sake of the media. You know, he's not pandering to the media. And I think at the moment, what we are in branding are constantly looking for is authenticity. I think the public are tired of being lied to, sold. And here's somebody who's just not putting on a show for the cameras. He is himself. You know, he's absolutely given himself to the task in hand. He has this hunger and desire, and I think people respect him for that.
And you know,
perhaps it's a new type of brand, something quite distinctive. Yeah. You know, he sets himself apart as an outsider. So, you know, they're not going to be. I don't think he and his partner Kim Sears are going to be the next Victoria and David Beckham. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I think for him, he's far too dedicated to his sport, and he's going to let his game speak for himself, and that's the refreshing point. I think if you're going to be a challenger brand, then you've got to do something slightly differently. And I think so far he's playing, you know, a blinding game. We all remember him. Now Adidas can go much further with their promotion of him than say than Wimbledon will. You know, but once they get those massive billboards out there with him on there, that they'll do the job of bringing his name to other people. But you know, perhaps there's something refreshing here. This is the main point. We don't want another Me Too brand. There's something quite different about him. So that's powerful.
Paul, thank you very much indeed.
First for breaking news and the best live sport.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.